report by Engineers Australia has found that Australia is unprepared for an advanced technological economy because of a drastic shortage in students taking up the hard sciences. And the science community is warning that we need to address this now. From Melbourne, Danny Tran reports.
Australians, it seems, are being set up to fail in a future where science and technology will feature heavily.
The new economy, we're going to need smarter, more technologically oriented people to compete in the future. We've heard the Prime Minister talk about the role of innovation, but this needs highly trained, skilled engineering skills. And if we don't have them, then we don't compete.
Chris Stoltz is from Engineers Australia. A new report from the organisation, released today, has found the number of secondary school students taking up the hard sciences like physics and advanced maths continues to plunge.
The numbers are still going down in both sexes, male and female. Fewer and fewer people are studying the subjects that are going to set them up for an engineering career. And we see that, as I said, as devastating, and it's time we did something about it.
The report comes only a day after the federal government released the National Science Statement, which affirms science as critical to Australia's growth and economic success. The National Science Statement also acknowledges that fewer students are choosing to do the so-called STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering and mathematics, and the ones that aren't doing so well. It says if the trend continues, Australia won't be able to supply the skills future workforces need.
I mean, and that's what our report is saying, that we've been aware of this for some time. What we're really disappointed about, what we're devastated about really, is that the efforts that we've made so far haven't made a dent in it.
Kylie Walker from Science and Technology Australia believes there's a solution.
There's an urgent need to invest very strongly in equipping the teachers that are already in our schools to better teach science, technology, engineering and mathematics, so that when their students graduate high school and move on to university, they're equipped to do those higher level science degrees.
It's a plan that could take years to come to fruition, but the consequences of not acting could be far reaching.
It's not going to wait for us. The innovation economy is not going to wait for Australia. If we don't do this now, other countries will, and in fact already are, and we will be left behind.
That's Kylie Walker from the Science and Technology Australia, ending Danny Tran's report.